the terror. I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers.
I wonder what you got, you rascal.
Thank you.
Now watch this.
I wonder what you got.
You're gonna see some serious shit.
I wonder what you got.
Watch this, watch this.
And I wonder what you got, you rascal.
Tell you something, I'm gonna paraphrase Larry David. I'm 44 years old and I've never learned a lesson in my life. I've never once learned my lesson and I got no regret. I got one. I got no regrets. None at all.
Well, we'll just say that we're modeling ourselves after the Jay Dyer fashion statement, because this is exactly, especially what I'm wearing, this is what Jay Dyer would wear on most of his podcast. You see the shit, right?
Yeah.
Like, he'll wear a suit sometimes. It's actually the reason that I'm recording by myself, would start wearing suits, because I was like, I can't look like this. I can't have a Hawaiian shirt. It's what I'm most comfortable in. Mm-hmm. But on camera, it does have a certain, like, oh, this guy's just having cocktails. Like, he's not even, like, even us in other clothing, drinking and fucked up is somehow more professional visually than
I'm going to fill out again. Couple weeks, but I usually fill out on one of these shirts pretty nice. Nobody really. I get it. I mean, I get it. Because that's why sometimes, you know.
I don't. I think everybody's just a twat these days, personally. When it comes to fashion, they're just like, you don't have the cool, especially out here. It's like, oh, you don't have the cool shoes. I can't tell you how many times a manager or just anybody would just like give me like a sideways look for what I'm wearing. I'm like, I'm dead ass broke. I'm trying to make my dreams come true. And newsflash, fuckers, I'm a writer. Like, that's what I'm trying to be. We're not known for being Mr. Cool Guy. I wasn't cool in high school. I was cool in my own way for my social circle, but I wasn't like Mr. Popular by any means. And, you know, at the end of the day, and very charismatic. And I turned as many people as I could in terms of like, oh, okay, that, well, we like him anyway, kind of thing. Like,
Max let me down, man.
Well, you know, it's not just him. It's you know, L.A. is a weird town, and the entertainment industry is a really weird town. And even the music side that I've learned, not just from you, but from other people like Leslie and stuff, I'm just like, it's a really, it's all about ego. And if you have a cool idea or you have an original thought or you have some success, it's like a threat to me. It's the weirdest thing to me. I don't think in that way at all. But to a lot of L.A. people, it's like that, you know. But once again, it's not everybody, but just definitely the entertainment side of it. Chuck E. Schumer. All right. We're going to have to butcher the shit out of the front end of this podcast. Anyway, Chuck E. Schumer made his Zens illegal. And I believe it's a conspiracy, frankly. He said because, oh, they're flavored. Okay. So they're going after kids with them. Okay. And it's obviously went through because the past 2 months, I can't go to my local 7-Eleven without, you know, being like, sorry, mister, we are out of the 7-Eleven Zens, you know? And I'm just like, he's not even Indian, but I'm that pissed off that I become racist when I can't get my nicotine.
I think they're Sikhs. I think they are Indian.
Okay, I don't give a shit. The point is they don't speak English well, and they're annoying me because they don't have the product that I specifically came there for. I'm teasing, obviously, but it's my local 7-Eleven. It irritates the fuck out of me. I always ask, hey, when's the 7-Eleven coming? It's like, oh, tomorrow or whenever, next week. It's all the same to them, okay? I don't know what it is with the island time or whatever the fuck it is, whether it's island time or not island time. I've reached a new level. I don't give a shit. Cancel me. Call me racist. You don't know how to operate a business, okay? It's not because of the color of your skin. It's because you're checked out, okay?
Oh, really? cold today. I started.
Let me get some water. Hold on.
You need some liquor.
I woke up pissed today, okay? And my patience for everything wears... No, people know me, you know, it's like, you know what I mean, man? Like, people know me, like, I treat people very well. I grew up being the nice kid, being very polite and stuff. I got walked over so much that you snap at some point. It's not even being the nice guy in the classic way. It's like, no, you don't want to fucking see me snap, because that's when it gets really fucking dark. That's what people don't understand. I was telling him earlier, the good guy, when the good guy gets pissed, when the good guy finally has enough... That's when it gets really dark.
This kid's got a real dark side to him, man. I'm starting to get scared. My dog bit me today, but it was an accident. So I was wearing the sleeve, which they tell you not to do with your own dog.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I'm doing, and I moved the wrong way. And as she came up, she got me. But she realized when my hand let me go, but she still broke the skin and swole me up pretty good.
Tetanus shot.
No, which was good. She's a... Yeah, she's about where I could, like, I could get you. I could go get you with her. I could run up on you and make her bite you.
Mm.
She's still young. I'm going to send her away.
Don't do that. That's why I make her smell me every time I come up here. But you were fucking around with Cool Whip yesterday, and I was like, oh, she
don't know her. And I can let her bite you. Or her bite.
No, but she's she is a cool dog. I think she's also still young, and it's the breed, so it's the combination. She's like in her young teenage years still.
I'm going to have to get her a treadmill for when I'm like hella busy. That way I could just, but it's not as much physically you got to wear those dogs out, because you can't. It's like you got to mentally like wear them out. And that's when you do the little training stuff. And that's why her bite work comes in, and she gets frustrated and all worked up and foaming at the mouth, and then she'll chill out. So I do that with her every day now.
Anyway, Chucky Zoomer. Sorry, not Zoomer. Fuck you. My head's everywhere.
The Zen thing, right?
Yeah. So anyway, so I'm convinced. I don't know about you. So then you know what he does? This is like the sixth time, seventh. No, more than that. I come in there like easily 10, 15 times. They don't have Zens. This is my 15th time. I go in. I'm like, oh, you still don't have Zens? I'm like, well, I've asked so many times. Like, when are you guys getting? He's like, yeah, we're just not getting them anymore, man. He's like, but people have been getting this brand on, and I'm not trying to promote this. Okay, Zen is the original. Zen's the good one. On or whatever, which are smaller pouches, easier to accidentally swallow or whatever, and they do the same thing. So then I realized, I was like, I bet you money Chuck Schumer got pushed to all of a sudden care about Zens, feigning like it's somehow, oh, it's because it's so dangerous. It's like Zens have saved lives. They've prevented people from smoking cigarettes. They've gotten them off of tobacco.
How good could nicotine be for you?
Nicotine, I think in really high doses, can have issues, but
I mean,
for the most part, nicotine itself is not the culprit.
That's the addictive part of the tobacco thing.
Yes, but it's not what gives you cancer. That's the big misconception. See, I looked deep into this in college, and that's why I started doing them, because I was into smoking cigarettes. I was into briefly doing chew, but I didn't like it. Set my stomach and stuff. Even if you spit it out, you just accidentally end up swallowing it. And same thing with the Zens, you got to spit them out or whatever. But, you know, I've worked as a video editor. I work as a writer and stuff like that. I need something, especially for having been, you know, like I wasn't crazy, but I definitely had my time in college, you know, doing, you know, making bad choices, that it helps me kind of focus in. I also have chronic health issues. So for me, it's like, oh, finally, I get a mental escape a little bit. And, you know, this is probably PSA for addiction. But at the end of the day, I think this was a conspiracy with Chuck Schumer. It's like he had to have gotten paid by somebody, or he owns on or something.
It could be as simple as somebody didn't do their kickback they were supposed to pay.
Yeah.
It could be that small. They didn't pay when they were, but somebody didn't pay. Or on paid more.
No.
That's all it is. It's all a money game to people. But they definitely, you know, push that to somebody wasn't. Trust me, the people making all this flavored shit could have paid their way out of it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So like, that's not flavored, but it's the same thing?
Or? Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the same product, but like, look at this shit. And one of them broke, so now it looks like I have cocaine in this little container, which it would be a good container for drugs, because that's what...
it's got too many crevices in it.
Yeah, exactly. So then they get caught, and it opens up, and then it just went everywhere. So then I was driving with this fucking powder in my hands. I'm like, great, if I got pulled over, it's not like... They don't bother testing it, right?
Can show them,
I guess, but they probably think, oh, you're probably hiding drugs in here, too. It just depends on... In my experience with cops, it just depends on what kind of cop and what kind of mood, you know, as far as the way the whole thing's going to go.
I know that the nicotine doesn't cause cancer, but
there's a trade-off to everything.
There's never like a positive to anything that you're addicted to. and constantly ingesting or uptaking into your system.
Yeah, no, I mean, I do agree with that. I think some things have a bigger cost than others, definitely. But, you know, a person like me, like, I don't get regular sleep. I don't have, you know, I have the ups and downs or whatever. So that's why I became, I'm not an advocate for drug use per se. I'm an advocate. No, this is literally my philosophy. I am an absolute advocate for self-medication. You are not necessarily as intelligent or wise as a doctor, but me and my health issues, I know them much better than any of my doctors. Because if you're not that kind of person, then you're not your own self-advocate. It's like having a lawyer where you don't understand the case at all. You want to at least be on the same page, or if not beyond, as your lawyer, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's what we've outsourced things with doctors, where we assume, oh, you know, even though they're obviously being paid off by big pharma to push, I mean, they get kickbacks on chemotherapy drugs, they get kickbacks on, you know, oh, prescribe this, we're pushing that. Why is everybody pushing Ozempic? How does that happen exactly? You know, it's just like, it's really fucking simple when you zoom out. It's the same motherfuckers, the Illuminati, the cabal, whatever you want to call them, the men in tiny hats, which is a lot more than just Israel, folks, okay? But I'm just saying what I'm saying. And what I'm saying is this, it's a lot bigger than one group, okay? They penetrated everything. I've talked about this before. Because every time I talk about this, people want to go, oh, see, it's like, because they want to cluster everybody. It's like conspiracy people. They think, oh, Elvis is still alive. You know, deep conspiracy shit that's well researched. Oh, that's one group of people. So they do that to everything, where that's how they shut you down, right? So when I see something like on Twitter right now, I don't follow shit that's anti-Semitic. It actually gets pushed on my Twitter feed. Now, I've been studying this stuff since I was in high school. I know that it's, at least in my view, they've penetrated the Vatican, so Christianity's corrupt. They've penetrated Judaism, so Judaism's corrupt. Not all forms of it. Same with Christianity. There's good churches and bad churches, but we're talking about the mainstream of power, right? And then you can also say about Islam, and even the fucking Dalai Lama was fucking licking kids' ears. Every spiritual tradition has been corrupted. You zoom in on one, and all of a sudden you're a racist, you're anti-Semite, anti-Christian, anti-whatever, except anti-Christianity is, of course, allowed. That's the thing that always I find funny is like people go, oh, it's all the same. It's like, okay, if it's all the same, why is Jesus the only thing that can piss people off? Why is that the only conversation? But that's for another podcast. So anyway, I'll slow down a little bit. Did you give me drugs? Because I'm fucking on drugs right now.
I give you anything, man.
Anyway, not on drugs. Not on drugs.
Jack, I'll check you. We've been hitting this weed, slowed me down.
Well, it sped me up, apparently. Was that diesel you gave me? Yes, I don't know what's
going
on. Hey, I need this kind of speed if I'm going to get back up on stage, though, so I'm happy to have it. Anyway, well, that's what I'm going to use in a court of law. That's all. Just be like, officer, it wasn't me. It was a contact high, as my soccer mom friends say.
Technically, contact high.
But nothing I said was wrong. If you validate it through research, you'll see what I'm saying. I'm saying it in an aggressive way. That's what people don't like. You can say the truth in a soft way, they'll call you crazy. You say it in an aggressive way, they're like, oh, he's an ist of some kind. You know, racism, whatever the other one is, what do you call it if you're like, I guess it depends on the specific religion, but basically racism of religions, all of these things are ways to get people to shut people down. Now, there are people who are whatevers, right? Like they go about their life and they don't, you know, like my whole thing about, you know, they don't judge people on individual experience and meritocracy and judging your character by individual to individual. So that definitely exists for sure. And all races have it for sure. Doesn't mean every person on earth has it, but that does exist as a universal, right? But my point is with the media is that the controllers, who once again, as we've established, are, in my view anyway, lots of different groups that they control. They know this about us. That's why we're still in this sea of, you know, because it all comes down to polarization. Once they can get everybody on any particular issue to see things only in a binary, they can never see the tertiary option, they can never zoom out and see the nuance, they're stuck to go, the public even feels compelled to, oh, that does seem like that, because it feels that way. It's the vibe of it. It's not because you actually are that. Because we've moved past definitions. We're now in a world of, it's a world of psyops. It's a world of psychological operations. It's a world of spell casting back and forth, you know? And so that's why I think a show like ours is important, to get back to something relevant for a second, because we remind you that we're all just human. We all make mistakes, even with the show, and we're trying to figure stuff out. Is that true? Is that what's going on? But at the end of the day, it's like, they're fucking with us. They're setting up the chessboard, and we're following, thinking, "Oh, it's got to be that," you know.
And they actually created this whole thing. There's something very unnatural about the way we live in these cities, and all the food is like being mass produced by a handful of people and controlled, and they're stopping other people from producing food, and the control of medicine, and if you dare to practice non-traditional medicine and you're actually healing people, you'll go to jail or get murdered.
Oh, yeah.
They control technology whenever anybody learns. I mean, there's old shit. There's old technology, man. Like, there were electric cars and electric scooters and shit 100 years ago. Mm. Like, all over the place. Like they were like 40%,
yeah, I've seen
60% of all vehicles back then were like electric.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they had a capacity, they had already
yeah, we've already done this.
Battery
yeah.
cells and tech, you know, it was a whole thing. So there's other technologies in there. And then I watch these different things. Like whenever I see a post or a little short, if it gets my attention good enough, I'll do like further research and just look into the topic or whatever. And the water engine thing, basically in contemporary history, the last people who gained any kind of notoriety for producing and then trying to, you know, patent and change the world with these hydrogen water engines and shit. They all died weird. Like that mass shooting, that active shooter thing in Buffalo where the guy was just he drove all that way to go kill some black people and shit. One of the black people there was some guy who was fucking filed a patent for an engine that ran on water. He's a retired cop.
Yeah.
And I can't remember if he was working as a security guard or if he was just there, but that's just way too weird.
Well, and there's so many examples of that. They either work with you, because there was I think we've even said this to each other. I think it's from the 70s. There's a news clip segment of a guy showing a water-based engine, and they're like, oh, this is going to be rolling out on the market in the next 2 years, but they were already in talks with the military to use it for the Star Wars program. As electric land vehicles, right? Electrically powered land vehicles. But like you were saying, I've seen those photos and stuff, and that's absolutely true as far as...
Phil.
Yeah, the black and white, yeah, photos and videos of...
Electric battery-powered roller skates. Like,
yeah. Well, in the cars, because I think also, too, back then, it was a world of apprenticeship still to some extent and the passing down of generational knowledge, which I know we talk about how much that gets lost. That's why, like, if you have that, you should value that. And you don't realize, you know, so a lot of people don't realize, like, what they know or what they have. Even you with your mechanical knowledge and stuff like that. It's, like, that stuff that people forget. Like, that's why, you know, we watch the South Park episode. And it's, like, nobody knows how to do shit.
That shit.
Me included, you know?
It gets forgotten because you get people that, a certain segment of society looks down on people that work with their hands, right? And so you'll get people that are in the class of society of the people that work with their hands, and they won't want to do it because they're trying to move up socially, economically, whatever. They're trying to move up, and they look down on that, not knowing it's like an awesome skill to have, and it makes a lot of money. But like it's usually like pushed by, you get these super domineering women and shit, and they'll have a little boy, and the little boy wants to fix a car, or the boy will see his uncle fixing a car, and he wants to help, and she'll tell him like, oh no, you don't want to do that. You pay somebody to do that. We don't do shit like that. That's, and so it gets pushed that way. I know a bunch of guys that can't do shit. I know a bunch of guys that can't even drive a fucking stick shift.
Like, hey, how you doing?
Well, you know what? It just got lost with you guys. That's all it was. I mean, they just weren't there anymore. It was very necessary. We had a pile of old cars, standard transmissions, just waiting for us to drive.
Well, and I think that is too. It's just like, look, you know, you think about what kids get exposed to in school, right? You know, oh, learn a computer skill or learn this, or you go to college and get your degree. Once again, South Park episode. Now, so many things have been rendered useless by AI. I'm not one of these people who thinks AI and robots are going to replace us today, but they've already replaced so much that you can't deny that in the future it's going to be at an advanced enough level. I don't quite see it as the Terminator situation. I see it more as, you know, the Zuckerberg level of warring amongst the elites to manipulate society. It's more the real power of AI is the social influence of it. How can we warp your sense of history, just like Google search engine and all that kind of stuff? How can we warp your worldview? And anyways, getting back to what I was saying with the, you know, growing up and stuff, I thought, oh, you got to learn everything about computers. Because you do have this, there was this sense of, I've always respected people who know how to do stuff like you do, or just any kind of practical stuff. But they push this specialization thing in society and have for so long that you think, oh, I have to get really, really good at this real little niche. But and that is beneficial. I'm not saying to not learn valuable skills at a high level. But if you don't have a good Renaissance type education, meaning not just with academia, but with practical knowledge as well, like even things like cooking for yourself and all that kind of stuff, then you are missing out on something. And so I look back at my life even at this point now, and I'm like, there's still a lot I need to learn, but I'm thankful for all the little micro experiences because I'm more of a comprehensive person, including with the way I like deal with information. You know,
it's feathers in your war bonnet. That's why I don't turn down different things. I don't turn down different opportunities and things that come up, or you know, like just kind of, you know, one-off things that don't seem like you should have got a chance to do that. I always like jump on it.
Exactly. And
somebody goes, "Hey, man, you want to?" Yep. I don't even let you finish. You want to go to? Yep. You know why? I live by that now because, you know, I told you I was in the Marines and I was doing really good. And then I came home because I was so close to home and I got in trouble and shit, right? But I'll never forget sitting, it was at the end of SOI, School of Infantry, and I remember sitting in the squad bay on my footlocker. And I remember the staff sergeant walking down the road and saying, "We need two volunteers to be stationed in Okinawa. If we don't get two volunteers, we'll volunteer two people." And I remember there was this one guy I was with, like, he was the one bunk over from me all through boot camp. And then we went to the infantry too. So I basically, like, there was a handful of guys in the infantry school that I went to boot camp with. So as far as the people there, I knew like him like them all. And he just jumped up and went, and he's like, "Come on, Tom, let's go." And all I was thinking, like, because I went home after boot camp for a few days, and I just remember, like, man, I'm right. I like the idea of being able just to go home. And he went, and I should have went with him. And then I ended up fucking up later on, like, but I should have been there. So now, whenever something comes up, and I get asked to like drive on a tour or go across the country or leave the country or whatever, I always say yes. I never say no.
Yeah.
Ever. I never say no.
I get that.
Yeah. Shot myself in the foot that one time. Won't do it again. Anytime somebody asks me to go on a trip that has anything to do with any kind of business or work or whatever, and all of a sudden it's like, it's a free trip for me too? Oh, fuck yeah.
Well, life's like that. Like, you got to say yes to the novel experiences because sometimes it's like there's a door trying to open for you.
Yeah, somebody's beating you on the door.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's definitely true because I've done a lot of weird stuff, but talking about one thing I did want to cover on the show, I wanted to get into a little bit of the lizard people. I did a solo podcast talking about it. Let's start with this. What's your immediate thoughts on? I know we're talking about David Icke and stuff, right? But
yeah,
what do you think?
I think that that's a great possibility that the lizard people thing exists. I don't know about shape shifting or nothing. But I think that the earth isn't a ball and it's just this giant flat realm. And I think it kind of goes out forever a little bit. And as far as, you know, and I think that there are different types of creatures all over and in it and above it. And, you know, and I think there's a possibility that there's some type of a humanoid, reptile looking being, intelligent being. From somewhere else. I believe that could be a possibility. Now, is that who's really running the government and all this other shit? No, I don't know that. But it's cool. It's cool to think about. And I hope it's not true. I've seen some weird shit that kind of makes you kind of go, man, what the fuck is that? Remember that one photo or that one video of the guy, and he was some kind of a Secret Service guy with Obama?
Yeah.
It's a picture of him off the pistol. Exactly. And he's obviously not a person type of shit.
Yep.
I mean, I can believe it. I think there's different dimensions, maybe, or different like ways to pass in between, because all things are connected all things in time and space connect, all points, right? Mm. So everything, like the movie, everything is everywhere at once. So I think if there's somebody who is of a race of intelligent beings that knows how to deal with the ether, they have a better understanding of the world around them than we do, and have the ability to manipulate different things. I think it's a possibility. I think it's a great possibility. I truly believe there were giants here.
Oh,
there's super duper evidence of giants here. So and they do their best to snub that out. So I could go with, I go with the lizard people thing. And I mean, you know, you act, and I've done some stuff, a lot of industry stuff, and like there's masks that people can put on. And they could just go be another person.
Yeah.
There really are. I mean, no, with the prosthetics, underneath the change.
Kamala Harris, Biden, I've seen even certain iterations of Trump, which makes me go, okay, what's going on there? Is that the cabal going against them? Is that because he's part of the cabal? Because I look at anybody in the political sphere as like, even if you're saying things I like sometimes, I don't trust you. And no. You should, that is the American way, in my view, of what.
I think Kamala Harris is retarded.
Well, that too. Let's not go down that road. We'll be here all night. I mean,
it's a goofy bitch.
Yeah, Biden's retarded too. I mean, they really are. It's not even like
no. Like Kamala Harris, she makes fucking Sarah Palin look really, really, really smart.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's like that bitch is stupid, and Sarah Palin was laughable. She was. Do you remember that one porno chick on Brazzers who did the whole Sarah Palin? Did you? Oh man, she's
vaguely familiar.
Dude, she did the whole Sarah Palin MILF, maybe 5-6 year run in porn. Nice. She was Sarah Palin looking
like what Adam Ray does with Dr.
I can't remember her name. She was pretty awesome. She was all right.
That's really cool.
She was all right.
I mean, I think I always keep in
David mind. Palin.
I always keep in mind the war games, because I know psychological operations in. Over the conspiracy stuff are especially prevalent. So I always look at stuff with a scrutinous eye. And I did not believe or buy into the lizard people thing, but I've always believed in the supernatural, and I've had experiences throughout my life with that. And I crossed over from looking at it differently even before this experience, but after this experience, it confirmed something that I then only believed conceptually. Then I had a real experience with it. I was at Santa Monica Pier. This was about a year and a half maybe ago, maybe even longer. And I'm walking around and, you know, I'm sorry, but people will want to discount stories because you're like, oh, you're on drugs or this or that. If you can't determine reality, then yeah, you need to slow your drugs. But I've never been able to distinguish reality from real shit, ever. Even if I'm like, oh, I'm, you know, even if I am on a psychedelic and I'm seeing something or whatever, or I smoke too much or whatever, these people who can't, who don't believe something, because they, I guess what I'm saying is like demons laugh every time somebody says, oh, well, we can't, we have to discount your story because, you know.
Psychedelics pulled the veils down. So you
guys. Exactly. So.
Is this the time when you thwarted a man attack?
So, yeah. When I'm first describing this to you earlier, I'm like, oh, okay, I have to use different language. This fucker's trying to get it out. Well, that sounds like what a fag sounds.
Oh, no. Well, I wasn't going to do that. I wasn't going to be that. I was just saying, you were in the right part of town for a man attack to happen.
That's not West. Is it in West Hall?
So what? You weren't
right. Well, we're playing. It's a gate. So.
Hello? She always tried to make sure I'm all right as soon as she can. Like, she came through today with her car. She needed me to fix her car. So I just, and then Tommy called me to do the bunny run. Oh, so I got to double up. Instead of getting in the SUV, I just took her car and got doubled up. Once again, I think we spoke about this before.
Follow the white rabbit.
That we spoke about this once before, that I deliver bunnies. Whenever Rihanna leaves town, I take her kids bunny rabbits. To the bunny rabbit sitter. And then
it's a whole movie, man.
Then when they come back into town, like the day before, I make sure the bunnies are there for the kid. That's your little kids are awesome. They're so fucking cute.
It's like the transporter, but he's got kids. You know, kind of.
That's a good skit. Like the transporter, but he's picking up bunnies.
The bunny.
You
know, we're going to do that.
That's going to have to work out some kind of way.
So, anyways, it's a quick thing I just want to touch on, but I think it is important. So, I think it's supernatural. It's what the scientists nowadays would call interdimensional, like you were saying, multidimensional. I think there's just one reality, right? I think that Earth is the physical incarnation of reality, but that doesn't mean there's not different spectrums above and below of what that could be. And even within our reality, there could be sandwich levels of things. I mean, that's why, I mean, you can go into the whole LA, there's a reptilian city, right, in the 20s discovered beneath LA. Why they say reptilian? No, that sounds crazy until you look at there's serpent god imagery in pagan religions, mythologies around the world. You got the Chitchahuri in Africa or Australia, I forget where it is that David Icke interviewed that guy or whatever, and they have this whole oral tradition. Is like, we can't tell this story unless they have to engage in necrophilic cannibalism. So eating a dead head of a person. This is the shamanic tradition. In order, he said the reason they do that though is that you have to pass through that because that's how they keep the information going, but also safeguarded so that only the elite of their caste know this, right? So I've studied enough. I don't claim to be an expert. I've studied this concept enough to know that it is a crazy concept, but it repeats throughout time. Then you go to the Bible, seraphim, where we get the word snake or serpent specifically, comes from seraph, and that's the same root word as what the seraphim. What was Lucifer specifically? A kind of seraphim angel. When you trace this, the Bible talks about the Nakash, which is the serpent seed. There's a whole metaphor that the Bible continuously telling you about the son of the woman will crush the heel of the son of the serpent. That's what's going on. And so when you study the elites, what's going on with them? Oh, we have to keep our bloodlines pure so that we can shapeshift, right? But according to David Icke, if this is correct on this point, because I know we have certain worldview differences with David Icke, he goes, the bloodline isn't enough. They also have to be demonically inhabited by one of these, he calls them reptilians. I don't think they're alien reptilians. They're pushing, that's the ancient history channel version of it. And so the experience I had made me realize it's like...
They're just inbred.
They are, whatever they are a lot more like the supernatural understanding of, I think they can incarnate and become physical when they have somebody that's meshing with them. But they are inherently operating from a different dimension or a different spiritual state of being. And so I'm at Santa Monica Pier, just to finish the story real quick, and I'm enjoying my day. I'm not thinking about anything weird, anything crazy, because I too have my normal days, believe it or not, okay? And then this thing, I feel it behind me. And not only is it like, it's not like it's grabbing me, but I see this with my eyes. I'm seeing everything else at the same time, but I can sense in that sixth sense kind of way, like I'm seeing it behind me. It was the weirdest thing. It's like it's like when you know somebody's watching you, you know you're being followed type of a thing. And I'm like, and this all happens in the span of like 3 seconds, I want to say. I can tell that it's winged. I can tell it looks like the draconian thing. I'll add the image or whatever. A serpent, humanoid being, like if a dragon turned into a man, but still had the elements, and then it had wings, and it was like enveloping around me. I don't even know if I called upon Jesus or whatever, because I've had moments like that where I called upon Christ or God or whatever, and then it saved me. This was a lot more like, it was going to fucking get me. And then all of a sudden I felt, in my view, Christ or God, some emissary of God. It could be an angel. I don't know for sure. My intuition was this was Jesus. Literally pushes him out of the way and says, no, he's one of mine. And when I told this story to family, I would break down about it. I had to get really emotional because I'm telling you, man, I can't even fathom what would happen to me if that happened, right? I don't want to get into certain details, but I know. Trust me. I know how it sounds. But it fucking happened. And so it's what prompted me to start talking about this stuff again, because I remember videos of high school, you'd see news clips and people would upload it on YouTube before they started really shadow banning. You can still find some of them. Some of them are probably augmented, but some of them look legitimate. I have now collected, and this is what I did in my last podcast, everybody from fucking Hillary Clinton to you name it, politician, celebrity. There's footage of people like Miley Cyrus blinking weird. Definitely in today's age, all kinds of things can be fabricated. Yeah. You can't explain stuff, though, from X amount of years ago when there's so many numerous examples of the eye shifting. I'm not even getting into the holographic weird TV glitching. That's a whole category in of itself. I focused on, let me see how many of these eye things I could find. I found at least 20 videos just in the course of looking for that. So all of the point of this is to say that I think they know, you know, even the government, whether you're watching X-Files or whether you're doing the real world conspiracy research of classified documents, right? They are preparing to tell people aliens are here because they want to sell that globe, NASA, outer space interpretation of a phenomenon that I do think is real. That's my point with this. It's just of a supernatural or interdimensional.
They're going to take control of the narrative and tell
exactly.
When I was a kid, there was a show in the 80s, and it was a movie. They made this whole TV series out of it. It was called Alien Nation. And it's basically the aliens showed up, and they just kind of like lived among us.
Exactly.
And like just became, it was weird. It was just the weirdest thing. People were hooking up with the female, and they had these heads with these spots on them and shit. It was kind of gnarly.
Well, it's the similar concept with the strain. You see it in the alien movies, especially Prometheus gets into it. The elite have a mythology of their own that they now put into entertainment in Hollywood. And a lot of it is warping the narrative. But in certain instances, you see, especially when you put it all next to each other, you zoom out. I always go back to that analogy. You see pieces of the same archetype. Because it's evil cannot create, really. It can only destroy. It can only corrupt. And so it might have its own systems, its own values, its own history. But you're going to recognize a tree by its fruits by studying it.
Well, what are we going to classify as evil?
Well, that's the question, right? Because there are people who will be like, well, you know, there's like, that was a story recently. It might be an old story that got recirculated on Twitter, but there's a story of Adele shapeshifting into a, whatever it was, 12-foot
lizard person.
This was backstage, supposedly. If this is true, this could also be a fabricated story, so I always take everything with a grain of salt, even stuff we talk about on the show. Do your own research. That's why we push that. You know, critical thinking skills, let's bring logic back, all that kind of stuff, right? And people say, oh, you can't be logical about the supernatural because it's all bullshit. I am living proof, and so many people, other people are living proof. I'm not even trying to necessarily convert everybody to Christianity. You're going to find God or you're not. You're going to get judged at the end or you're not. That's not why I'm here. I'm here to kick ass, take names, and tell the truth for how it is. And the truth is that the supernatural shit that all the cultures are talking about, even if I'm not setting my personal bias of Christianity, every religion on earth confirms we're not alone. And it's not just talking about God. It's talking about a whole family of shit that comes from someplace else. And so they, you know, Adele was, anyway, she supposedly shapeshifted backstage at a recent concert. Like I said, I think the story originally happened years ago. And she started apologizing for it. And when whatever the reporter or guy reporting on this who broke the story, he said, and I had a backstage pass, but I came late. And by the time I got there, everybody was still freaking out a little bit. And she was calming them down saying, don't worry, I'm one of the good lizard people. Now the question,
what?
You're right. So the question becomes, can you be of that ilk and still be a good person? I'd like to think so in a Hellboy sort of way, but also maybe not, because at the end of the day, if you look at the Bible, the book of Enoch, them, meaning the fallen angels and their children, which when you really study this, yes, that includes giants, but it also includes this weird serpent seed shit. Maybe that's the royalty for all I know, whatever it is. And to us, it's shape-shifting. But I think what's going on is something more of a supernatural thing that we really just don't understand. And I do think the supernatural one day will be explainable in a scientific way. But right now, science looks at stuff purely from a material way, you know? So I think we're just, you know, kind of like UFO technology, we're just dealing with concepts that we're not ready for yet. And so to us, it's magic, because technically it is. But also, I think one day we'll be able to kind of understand this. But my question is, if all of that's not true, and maybe that's the case, and there's nothing to any of this stuff, why all the evidence for it? You know, it's like I go back to any conspiracy thing. It's like, if it's not true, why, when you look into it, because this is how it all began for me with studying UFOs. I'm like, okay, I'm very neutral on the subject, but it's interesting to me. Let me just dig. And I realized you could never stop digging because there's that much evidence for it. Now, you don't get to a reasonable conclusion unless you look at things like, in my view, the Bible and a lot of other, you know, religions to kind of get some consensus. As for whatever their differences are, they do agree on this kind of concept. We're not alone, and there's things that since ancient times have been, there's even an ancient part of, I think, the Torah. Because the Talmud's the bad book. The Torah's the old school, okay? It is what it is. I'm sorry. If you're a Talmudic person, good luck.
Jake is on a roll.
But, I mean, I love you. I don't have hate in my heart for anybody except for the Illuminati bastards. That's the only people that I have a problem with.
Sons of bitches.
And they're trying to kill society as a whole. So, you know, at that point, it's war. And I'm not going to live life in fear because at the end of the day, I mean, that's what that day showed me. That's the human fear. You know, God's got my back. I'm not a perfect person at all. I don't ever advertise or claim to be. But I've seen enough shit to know how real this shit is. And even if it's not tomorrow, even if it's like 100 years from now, there's going to be a day that people like me and both of us and a lot of other people will be like, oh, this is what they're trying to save us from. This is what they're trying to warn us about. And as soon as this gets normalized, even if you'll disagree with me and you'll say, oh, there's good reptilians, or they're not all bad or whatever, or, oh, they come from planet Draco or whatever, it's like, or constellation Draco or whatever, it's just like, can you not see that I'm not crazy? Can you not see that I'm not catching on to something that's obviously there's presence of? So that's why I go back to, it's one supernatural phenomenon. Everybody has their cultural understanding and framework. And, you know, God bless everybody. I get it. I don't judge them for not. I was asleep once.
I want to look up that Adele thing. That sounds awesome. Don't worry. I'm one of the good lizard people. That's amazing. Well, that's, they were always described as like huge.
Well, and that's the problem. You know, if there are good lizard people out there, it's like, okay, great. But you gotta work with the good guys. You gotta, if there is a chance to save your soul, you gotta spend. It's like for anybody in this life, we all make mistakes. Let's say you're born into a really bad family, and you're like, well, it's just what it is. It's how we do it in our family, kind of thing. It's like at a certain point, you're an adult, and you have to choose the right path, or otherwise you will be judged. And even if it's not about being judged for you, if you don't believe any of that kind of stuff, it's like you'll go through life, and it's in some way there's going to be a karmic. A pendulum swing back to correct those things, you know? And so that's why I go back to, like, you know, it's not about being perfect. I'm not a perfect person. It's about, like,
life,
it's work.
Finds a way.
Exactly. Anyway, it gets me hyped up a little bit, because I've studied this all, more than just the whatever you call them. I look at them demonic or whatever, but it's like, I've seen so much evidence for this, and I think a lot of people don't want to talk about it, look at it, because it's like, oh, it's just going to instill fear, or they don't understand it, or it's like, oh, you're just a Bible nut. It's like, you don't understand the life I've lived. I've had my doubts the way a lot of people have had doubts. I'm one of those people, for whatever reason, was like, it's like when you take your dog and like force their nose into the shit. And I mean, I was just supposed to be a dumbass actor, you know, like I'm kind of like, why was I shown these things? But that's what I realized one day. I was like, because everybody, because there's other people who are waking up too. Everybody who knows has the obligation. It's like with great power, great responsibility. I can't just not talk about it. It's kind of like when the vaccine shit happened. It's like,
I don't have any answers. Podcasting together then, that shit was crazy.
Dude, I mean, it's just, it's a world of such corruption. It's not that I even when I see people when they make compromises, I'm like, I get it, especially in entertainment. It's just that at some point, we have to stand up. And also, where's our balls? Where's our backbone? You know, like our ancestors had more fucking testosterone and gumption and fucking just like, hey, we're going to fight the evil. And yeah, sometimes we get misled and powers that be, they create all the wars. So there's all that. But, you know, at some point, man, it's as simple as, I guess, just unplugging, creating your own communities and all that stuff. Even what we're working on, it's just like, it's about self-sufficiency, because until you're self-sufficient and truly broken away from the matrix, only then can you make war against them. Yeah. And you have to make war in the name of God in that sense. And I'm not talking about the crusades and stuff like that. I'm talking about the real, once again, it's like, you know, people think, oh, everybody in heaven is going to be perfect or something. It's like, no, it's the people that fucking bet it all on what they knew was right, you know? And don't get me wrong. There's been a lot of evil done in the name of religion, done in the name of God or whatever. That doesn't make it right. That doesn't excuse it or whatever. It's just at the end of the day, like there is that real battle to fight. And it hit me a couple years ago, especially after that experience. I was just like, I have nothing to fear. I have nothing to lose. Unless I take the bad path, you know? So sorry for philosophizing, but anyway, we can talk about something lighter. I just want to get that off my chest, because it's been driving me up the wall. And yeah, like I said, it's like there's the Adele story. There's a million of these types of stories. It's not just David Icke. It's not just, I think Alex Jones has alluded to it. I think he purposely ignores. He doesn't talk about this kind of stuff. For whatever
reason. I think he does that for his core audience.
Well, yeah, and I get it. You know, I'm sure even us, as we get bigger, we'll have to manage, like, oh, you know, you don't want to talk about this or that. But it's just like, what's the point of having a podcast? I go back to, you know, what's the point of having a podcast, being an artist, being a comedian?
You might as well be on a local radio station.
Exactly. And also, don't you want different characters? Don't you want different channels? I'm not saying I'm doing a character right now, but what I'm saying is, like, don't people want options?
Do you think so?
I don't listen to just one kind of person.
They want the illusion of choice. They don't want actual choice.
Exactly. It's like, do you want
to... They want the illusion of freedom of choice, but there's no real... They're giving you all the choices. You're not picking them random. That's just not falling out of the sky. They're telling you what to do. You're being directed. all the time, everything you do, every TV show, every movie that comes out, all the ads, everything, it's directing you to do exactly what they want you to do to put you where you're supposed to be for whatever reason.
Well, even with like the flat earth thing, which I was, trust me, very reluctant to, not because I thought it was stupid. It was because I was just like, well, wait a second. Isn't there a lot of, because we all have grown up steeped in it of like, you know, NASA, space imagery. I mean, all this modern science articles practically are related to space exploration. You got the billionaire. I mean, that's a media psyop, right? You know, oh, why are all the billionaires trying to get to space first? You know, yeah, it's the ego shit. The, oh, I'm going to get there before you and all that shit. Once again, South Park coming back. But it's also because it feeds the narrative. And I think, like you're saying, I think I've always, because I always, whatever reason, like, yeah, maybe you'd say, oh, he read Lord of the Rings too much growing up. But it's like, no, like, I think there's actually more truth in this shit we call folklore and mythology and religion. Absolutely. Than we give it credit for. We just are, what we, and think about it, it's like, you know, people used to test theories and like go outside and actually judge it. That's what I started doing with the flat earth stuff. And I'm like, I still don't know exactly what we live on, but that's why I like Sam Tripoli's things. Like, I know it's not a globe. I think we're in a realm, and there's other realms too. And to me, that was the best succinct explanation of it, mm-hmm. which could very well still fit in with a flat earth view, if that's the exact model. I've also seen various flat earth type stuff where it's like, could it be that one or this one? I think there's fake maps. I think there's more real maps. That's why I dig into everything. You got to go back to before 1920, but even 1850, it seems, is a lot of when they tried to switch stuff over. And somebody was saying, oh, the CIA invented flat earth theory as a way to divide or whatever. It's like, there's books from the 1850s talking about 100 proofs for a flat globe. You know, you have the Admiral Byrd story of him going to Antarctica and shit, saying there's more land and with the hot springs, habitable land and grass and creatures that we didn't know about. And then the JFK, because that's what I'm trying to get this to, is the JFK thing that I sent you. 65% chance that it's human generated, meaning it's a real photo, versus a 35% chance that it's AI generated when you throw it through the AI tester. But it's this flat earth model, kind of like you see with the United Nations, and we'll throw it in post, of Air Force One for JFK. Now, this could be a way to make flat earthers look stupid, but I've seen a lot of this kind of stuff, and definitely in the 50s and 60s, it wasn't quite controlled as much to keep that out of the media eye. Today, you can still see it in the UN photo logo and things like that. But it was interesting to me because it showed Antarctica and the whole Earth or whatever in a flat Earth map kind of way. But then it showed what I've seen on this old map from like the 15, 1600s, I forget what it's called, of a land, a stretch of land that's outside of, you know, it's like an extension of the Earth, basically. And I'm just like, okay, now I'm seeing this in multiple places. And then you have that old, I think it's called the Paris map, where it shows like mythological, don't fall asleep on me, where it shows, mythological creatures and animals and unicorns and weird shit. And the Paris map, you know, of we're talking about flat earth.
Oh, yeah, that shit's dope too.
Yeah, yeah. And so
it had all the different shit. And even, you know, the Bible refers to it as dragons, not as dinosaurs, you know, that old dinosaur shit is some weird shit.
Yeah.
I sent you a clip of
that,
this,
that biblical
of the Arab man talking about that. Dude, that shit is dope. That's the way, that's really, I'm thinking more along those lines.
Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. It's, I definitely think that there's, once again, I don't have a firm conclusion or belief. If somebody wants to call me a flat earther or this, I'm just like,
what they say it is.
It's like, exactly. It's like NASA is like, how many videos of harnesses? There's a guy recently.
Yeah, dude. This whole International Space Station is the biggest fucking joke ever.
I mean, they've had shit drop and fall and all kinds of stuff.
They're just taking money.
Yeah. Well, and NASA is weirdly somehow connected with the intel world, where it's like this epicenter for a lot of their operations, if not all, which is weird to say until you realize it's like, oh, yeah, what have they been doing since the last moon mission? I mean, this last one, people didn't even fucking believe it. Like, everybody blinked, and they're like, we just saw India's fake-ass shit. You think we're going to buy your shit, especially when there's so much online going out there right now, at least casting serious doubt that you've been fucking basically, you know, confirming that they've been lying to us for ages, you know? And, you know, even before we went to space, supposedly, you had the Universal logo going back to, like, the 20s or whatever, pushing a globe Earth. It kind of goes back to, like, all scientists, just, like, pushing evolution in the classroom. Theories that parts of them might have a point, or the entire thing's a fabrication to lead you away from truth. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I was in a high school classroom where the entire class, except for me, is laughing. It's like, oh, ha, ha, well, you know, because the Bible's bullshit. It's like your fucking textbooks are bullshit. They're owned by the Rothschilds, motherfucker. Like, you can't. McGraw-Hill, owned by the Rothschilds. Right. And the Rockefellers, who own big oil and big farm and all the rest of it. It's like, it's at this point, my point is, if we're in a league, a truly just courtroom, and you have the so-called crazy conspiracy people making their case, and then you have these bastards, you couldn't have that, because we would win every time, because the truth's on our side.
Yeah.
Because, going back to even the UFO thing, it's like, if this is just bullshit, there shouldn't be so much evidence for it. Even with the fabricated stuff, it's like, there's 90% real shit, so... And you're finding real old books and shit that have that kind of stuff. So it blows my mind that people fall for it too. And that's why I think, like, there's people like us where it's like, I really do. The only thing I can think of it is discernment. People whose eyes have been awakened. Maybe they've always been awake. They were lucky. They were born with a gift to see things in a certain way. Or maybe it's just the Holy Spirit, basically, right?
Yeah.
Who is like allowing you to see the truth for what it is. Because some people will never wake up to it, even if you show all, and not just this. You can
show them everything.
It could be any conspiracy.
You can show them everything, man. There's still people that are, because like we said, nobody's going to apologize to us, but there's still people going along with the whole pandemic narrative thing. They're still just getting more shots and, you know, talking like, are you fucking serious? We're still doing this?
I mean, how many shots at this point?
I mean, haven't you seen that the people who didn't get vaccinated were all right? That never occurred to you, man. You sit there, use those towels. It never occurred to you, like, hey, man, the people that didn't get vaccinated don't have to worry about all this slew, this plethora of fucking new ailments that people are having. Fucking all cancers are up 400%.
Yep.
Like, all kind of regular human mortality is up, like, fucking 40 or 60%. And you know the fucking life expectancy, that means that the life expectancy is going to start averaging out, like the next census type of thing, it's going to be lower. The one's going up, it's going to go down because so many people are going to, and it's just going to keep getting worse and worse because some people, who, especially the people who it's affecting already, that shit's going to get even worse. Maybe it won't affect everybody, but a good, because especially when they try to do something like that experiment, but even if it's only, look at all the people that got vaccinated. So if 30% of them, if 20% of them got affected negatively, that's an enormous number.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, at this point in the game, people have made up their minds with it. I don't think, unless you're just really slow or distracted by your own day-to-day life, at this point, you're either awake or you're not, you know. Or you think you're awake and you're still falling for the psyop, because that happens too. Because they always, if they need a hero, we'll create one for them, right? It's the same concept. But yeah, I mean, I battle health issues my whole life, and I always wondered, is it because of the chemtrails, is it because of the food? You know, even when you think you're eating healthy and they're spraying something on it,
food.
Is it, you know, I was, you know, got all my routine vaccinations, except for like the yearly one for flu, because I never went for it. I'm sure I got one at some point when I was too young to remember, but any year I was consciously elect for myself whether to do it or not. There was just always something told me not to do it. And it's not because I didn't even trust it. I was just like, no, I think I'll be fine. Like, I just was like, you know, going about my life. And it's funny looking back now, because I wonder if that was kind of like, you know, God or whatever, just an intuition feeling of like, no, avoid this. Because, I mean, if, you know, you look at kids, and I've seen doctors say this too, who have done the research on it. There's doctors out there who have done a lot of studies, and they think that most of the health problems people could experience today, yeah, we're being poisoned in many ways, but they say it comes down to vaccinations and childhood vaccinations. And they push this shit on children. It would make me so angry. Because even if you thought it was safe or whatever, or a good thing, it's like you're pushing an experimental new drug on children and saying everybody's got to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
That was my issue more than even having a vaccine was, although it's not a vaccine, as we've discussed, but it's a biowarfare agent. You know, and I don't care if that pisses you off. You need to fucking wake up and smell the coffee. Like, I don't have patience for stupidity anymore. It's just as simple as that. Like, I love everybody. I want everybody to wake up to what's going on so we can do something about it. But, you know, I'm not going to hold people's hands anymore. You know, I'm not here to do that. Because people, you know, I even spoke about this with my family, like with certain things I do on stage, and I'm like, yeah, I can spoon feed it to them. Or sometimes you need somebody to come in and slap you. Like, yeah. You were talking about Lewis Black or whatever. It's like, yeah, sometimes you need that guy. And that can be funny, too, I guess is what I'm saying. The pissed off guy we relate to, Bill Burr, et cetera, mm-hmm. right? I'm not always funny in every instance. Sometimes I go on a roll or whatever. But at the end of the day, I'm being as funny as I can about the shit that I know is true, you know? And you have to find the humor to stay sane and to keep yourself going. Even if you know, yeah, it's going to work out in the end, God wins and all that. It's just like I have to for my own, you know, I've had dark days. We all have, right? And it's not about even getting into that. It's just saying like, that's why things like comedy are beautiful, because it's dealing with the truth in the healthiest way you possibly can, you know? And in a certain way, I got to a point where I'm like, you know, I'm going to go on stage and I'm going to let it rip. You know, what was my first fucking thing? I would go to my second show, Hotel Cafe, and I'm ripping the Scientology, Church of Scientology, when the Celebrity Scientology Center is like a block away. I didn't even know.
You could see it from outside the
building. I didn't even know. And I was, because I just was in a rush to get there. I got there and I went on stage.
Check your beating level with that shit.
Yeah, seriously, man. Well, and then that's why I feel confident talking about this too, because it's like, you know, that pentagram meme of shows Aleister Crowley, L. Ron Hubbard, Jack Parsons, who's exactly who Iron Man's based off, exactly who Elon Musk is trying to be.
The genius millionaire, supervillain, trying to masquerading and saving the world type of thing.
Well, and if Elon Musk is such a great guy, why is his X or Twitter profile still, picture still, him dressed as the Antichrist or as Lucifer, who's Halloween from years ago?
One thing, if he's such a good guy, why is he going along with an acid thing and faking out of space? Why did he pretend to shoot
him? Why does he talk about UFOs in a bullshit? He says, I've never seen any evidence for UFOs. I'm like, if you actually believe that, then you're either retarded, which I don't think to be the case, or you're lying. And maybe he's lying for a good reason, right? Because I get it, high level stakes. I'm sure he's under a lot of death threats and all kinds of things. But I was like, bull fucking shit. There's no way you work in rocketry or space or military shit. And I haven't spoken to one military person who I can't tell by their eyes, even if they deny it. When I bring shit up, they're like, oh, shit. Once again, I don't know everything, but I know enough to I can see it in people's eyes where I'm like, yeah, they know exactly what I'm talking about. And I don't want to mention the name, but there was somebody else recently that I met who confirms even more of this. And I was like, okay, this shit's real. People are seeing it. And that's why I go back to, I don't know what we're dealing with for sure. I have a really strong case for what I think it is. But that's why I keep accruing new information. Because, like, the only way you get to the bottom of this rabbit hole is to pay fucking attention. And that's what I notice about everybody else around me, other than you and a few other people I know, is that most people have goldfish memories, you know? Yeah. I mean, not even just with politics.
Well, it's the lizard brain. It's everything. Yeah. People are just trying to get by.
That is where my sympathy does still exist. So if people think, oh, he's just rashing out and being mad, it's like, I'm actually trying to shock you awake. Like, yes, it's for me to vent too, but it's also to, you know, it only a true friend tells you the truth when, you know, they don't want to hear it, you know? And that's really what it is, even with the comedy. It's like, yeah, I could be Kevin Hart. Well, you know, that would take some work, but I could be whoever, right? Where it's like, oh, it's just mass appeal. And it's just, everybody's laughing, having a good time. And I want to do a bit of that. Like when we work on a show or a movie, I also want to bring you a little bit of truth. If I can entertain you and then I can bring you a little bit of truth, then I did my job. Because that's actually what all artists were. I'm not some outlier, okay? This is what the job of the artist is supposed to be. It's not Bert and Tom or whoever the fuck, no offense to you guys, talking about shit out your ass. If that's all you contribute, then fine. And if that's all you are and that's the end of your death, fine. But that's not what the thing is about. What the thing is about is what Pryor did, what Carlin did, what... You know, people who have, you know, Hicks, you know, all these people, you know, especially Hicks comes to mind, where he's just like, he's thinking through stuff. He grows from set to set. He was shitting on God and religion in the beginning, and then he came around and he's like, actually, I did enough psychedelics to realize how this all overlaps. And that's kind of the state I'm in, not because of psychedelics. I haven't done that in years, but the kind of thing where you finally kind of zoom out and you go, oh, this is all fucking connected, you know? And it really is. It's wild. But, you know, like the Irish say, you gotta fight the good fight or whatever. The road rises up to meet you.
I got blackout drunk yesterday and I jumped off a car and hurt myself.
Yeah. You got bit by a dog. You've had an eventful
couple days. Tomorrow I drive to New York.
Jeez. That's wild. Well, we're at an hour. We can wrap, but we can keep going too. It's up to you.
Well, we could wrap, and I wouldn't mind. Can we find a way to record, like, while I'm driving? Like, a phone call?
Yeah. Did you have a mount on your thing? Or that you could clip in?
Yeah, I'll get one. Let's do that. And then we'll add a little bit. Like, maybe just
we'll do it for Instagram, like FaceTime videos.
But, I mean, before you upload this, we could maybe just me taking off or saying hi from the road or something. I don't know.
No, I think
it's easy. It's easy.
No, I think more clips like that. And then we're really, I think, going to get into sketches, too. And then we got a TV show that's going to kick. We're pitching that at the end of the month. It's if they don't go for it, they're insane as far as I'm concerned.
We'll produce it and sell it. We'll make it.
Yeah. No, I mean that. We'll if we have to push comes to shove, we'll film it on your property and we'll just really lean the script a little bit if we need to. But
make it happen.
Actually, be kind of funny us trying to build a jet out of cardboard boxes or something.
No.
No, I'm teasing.
I know a guy who has a cutaway.
Yeah.
And so it looks like we're in a jet. Now, we can't do any exterior stuff. We'd have to green screen something for exterior. But it's the cockpit of a jet, but it's only like the size of the closet over there. So it's just for a shot. It looks like you're in a private
thing. Oh, that's perfect. That's pretty cool. Well, and that's, it's the movie magic, right? It's making shit happen. It's
probably weird.
As long as you can hit the camera. But I think we're going to get approved. I think we're going to get funding. I don't see how this isn't. I mean, this is so timely. I think it's going to scare people, even in the entertainment world, because I'm sorry, but it's a lot of pussy. So it's going to be this thing where they're going to be like, well, this is too weird to get made. And I'm going to be like, no. You don't understand. This is going to be bigger than, and I'm not saying we're anything like Ancient Aliens. It's a TV show. It's a narrative. It's a comedy. But this is going to get into the supernatural. This is going to get into X-Files type shit and conspiracies. And it's going to be funny at the same time. And X-Files was pretty funny in its own right, too. But I'm talking about a high octane X-Files on acid in cocaine. Okay.
Nice.
It's going to kick ass. Okay. It's
and with that, with the acid and cocaine. That's pretty cool, man.
But it's going to be fun. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Point being, we got a lot of cool shit.
Just stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
We have way more energy than we're presenting right now.
Yeah.
We're kind of at the end of something, at the beginning of something.
That's all right.
And I've had a rough couple weeks, but I'm going to refresh myself. I'm going to just go commune with the road. I like watching. I like seeing the country. So I'm going to spend a few days just becoming myself again, and I'll come back fresh as a daisy. Because I'm in my prime, as you know.
So absolutely.
I'm going to come back fresh as a daisy, and we're going to have some fun. We're going to do some location stuff. We can actually get some podcasting in or segments to install later. And it's like we can set up like this and just have a segment where we just kind of fade out and does it, and we come back to this of working on the ice cream truck Cool Whip.
That'll be really cool.
Or even if you want, I'll send you a video of it running and the engine's like inside of it because it's cab over engine. You could put that on there if you want it. Probably you don't have to put it in this. You can just add it at the end or something.
No.
Or at the beginning, like during the intro when the music comes on, you just kind of have to.
Sure.
Because he's gunning the motor. It's fucking awesome. It's going to be cool, man.
Yeah, that's what we do with the intro. Start cutting in
stuff. Life stuff.
Yeah, but also clips from the highlight reel we were talking about. I think people need that because once they find us and like us and are into what we're talking about, I think they'll listen to these long forms. But in the meantime, we got to give them the little chunks.
Yeah, some fun.
So, watch for us on TikTok and on, what was the other one? Twitch. We're coming out on there soon. But for now, follow us on rockfin.com/thatsweirdman. Follow us on Instagram, KT Comedian. JK's Comedy. Follow us also on the Twitter sphere, which isn't perfect, but it's aight. Definitely has some of the more cooler people and a lot of content shit.
I like Twitch. I think it's going to be awesome.
But yeah, I think Twitch is going to be good and TikTok because that's where the Chinese are taking over. So
where the kids are.
So definitely subscribe and check out our website. I've been working on it pretty hard and we're going to try to keep it up to date so that people who go to the website get the
merch
drop.
And merch on the website.
That's right. That's weirdman.com.
We got to actually, we'll upload some pics of some merch soon. I'll send you some stuff.
Yeah. No, we got the designs. We just got to print them. So
I got a few more things too.
This all is beholden on you, the audience. We can't do this without you guys. And I'm not even pandering. I'm just saying what it is. It's like if you like what we're doing, if you like to laugh, if you like to think at the same time, we're your shit. And we're not just doing this podcast. We got a TV show coming out. We got a whole bunch of fun shit, but we need that momentum. So please share our shit.
Please. It doesn't cost you anything to share our shit. So we share your shit for free all the time.
Exactly.
Share our shit.
And I get it. You know, it's like, who are these two fuckers? But it's like, hey, we're I don't know if you know this, but we're kind of a big deal.
We look like narcs.
To quote Ron White.
We look like narcs, bro.
Yeah,
we look like undercover. We're wearing Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah, Hawaii 5-0.
We look like undercover cops.
Oh, yeah.
So, go sell some weed to that guy.
I already get that all the time. You know, go to the party. You a cop? I'm like,
so, hey, man, it's been real.
It's been fun.
Next time you guys see me, I'm going to be way more. Me and this guy are going to be doing some more fun stuff.
Absolutely.
Fun stuff. New, different. We're going to kind of switch up where you see us. Every week it might be a different place.
It might be at the beach. Setup. It might be where they, you know, NASA faked moon landing.
Until we break ground on the permanent. And then we're still going to do travel stuff.
Absolutely.
But we'll have a permanent studio, nice, gnarly setting. We got an intern who's awesome. Little Miri, Meerkat. She's going to, and she's going to be our Jamie on the podcast. She agreed to sit over it. And we say, Miri, pull that up. And she'll just do it because she'll pay attention.
No, that'd be awesome. Awesome. Don't get me wrong, I'm very excited about her, but I also promised my buddy John, who does music and stuff, I think he can help us with the audio stuff too. So
make us some music and we'll put it on, we'll credit him.
No, that'd be cool. That'd be cool. Actually, he did make me something a while ago, but I'm going to see if he has any more juice in the tank to make us something fresh. But he's got two songs of his that he shared with me that I really, really think are like, oh, we got to get this on the radio one day. So I'm happy to help him. And we're building a team is what I'm saying. You know, we're slowly accruing. That's what we need your help, man. Subscribe to Rockfin through our page. That's how we get money. Otherwise, we don't get paid. We're being censored and shit. So share our shit, man.
Share our shit.
Says that, but we really need your help if you like what we're doing, man.
Share our shit. You know, we're going to get a bunny rabbit. No, not a bunny rabbit because it's... What's cuter than a bunny rabbit? A chinchilla. We're going to get a chinchilla. And I'm going to get my Colt 1911. And we're going to shoot the chinchilla in the face if you don't share our shit. Live.
Yeah, I like this. Yeah, yeah. PETA might, you know, we might get some calls. But...
PETA, those fags. That's it for me. I'm back. I'm dead. I'm old.
Subscribe.
Share our shit, please.
For the love of fuck, please.
Make sure to subscribe to the podcast.
More freaks.